Welcome back to Hidden Treasures on Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Eli Nishmas and Mother Chayarach with David Tzvi, and we are in Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso is not just the longest Parsha, but I believe it's the longest Parsha in Midrash Rabbah. It maybe rivals Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, but it is absolutely massive, and it was very, very difficult to pick a Midrash to speak about. It's really loaded with hidden treasures, but I'm just picking one at random just to it's getting late. And I want to be able to get this out before Shabbos. So the Midrash we're going to take a look at, it itself is a lengthy comment of the Midrash. It's in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Yugimel Simen Beis. And again, it's quite a lengthy Midrash. Commenting on Psukim in one pasuk in particular in Shir HaShirim, it's Shir HaShirim Hey Aleph that it's darshaning. The pasuk that it's darshaning is Bosi Legani Achusi Chala, which means that I came to the garden, my sister bride, Risi Mori Im Besami Achalti Yari Im Divshi Shasisi Yeni Im Chalafi, which means that I was involved in spices and eating honey and drinking wine and milk. Ichlu reim shesu v'shichru dodim, eat, friends and drink and become drunk, dodim, lovers. So that's the pasuk that this midrash is giving different pshatim in. And we're going to take it towards the end of this simon beis. This is like the last bunch of lines, which are primarily focusing on our parsha, which is why the midrash is brought in the first place, seemingly. So the midrash says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yoson. First it says, Dabar acher orisi mori v'gomer. Another pshat, and what's this orisi mori v'gomer? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yoson yel shlosha dvarim kasuv kan. It mentions three things here. There's orisi mori in basami. That's having something to do with the mor and the basamim. Taking out, plucking the or and the mor and the basamim, different spices. Achalti yari im divshi. And then it goes into a discussion about eating yar and dvash, these honeycombs of honey. And then the third thing is shasisi yeni im chalavi. So basically there's like three clauses of what I've done and as I come to this garden. So the midrash says keneged shlosha dvarim sha'asu hanasiim shelo kahogen v'kiblam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These three things are connected. They correspond to the three things that the Nesiim did that was lo kahogen. It wasn't appropriate, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted them. So we know, of course, this is referring to the second half of the Parsha, the Karbonos of the Nesiim, the part that makes the Parsha so long that it goes again and again with all the details of the Karbonos that the 12 Nesiim brought, the really identical Karbonos. And there was something that was Loka Hogan about these. What was Loka Hogan? What was wrong? So Ve'elohin, these are them. These are they. These are those the things that are wrong. B'chol makom ein ha'yachid misnadev b'ketores v'hanasiim heviu. So in general, a yachid, an individual doesn't bring a ketores. You don't donate and bring your own ketores, your own incense offering. That's typically a communal carbon. And over here we have individuals, 12 individual Nesiim bringing it. V'Nesiim Heviu, as the pasuk says, Kafachas Asara Zahav Mlaya Ketores. Okay, so that's the first thing that's a little bit off here. And secondly, B'chol Makom Ein Yachin Mevi Chatas Ela Achar Yidias Cheto. And in general, we don't have a Yachid, an individual who brings a carbon Chatas, unless he knows that he did a Chet. And over here, there's a sa'ir, there's a seer, that's a chatas, a goat that's being brought as a carbon chatas, for no specified chait, right? You don't bring a carbon chatas unless you know, okay, if you're aware that you violated Shabbos accidentally, b'shogeg, you bring chatas, but you don't. But an individual, right? Sometimes there's a communal carbon chatas, right? In Rosh Chodesh, we bring a communal carbon chatas, and on Yom Tov, we bring a communal carbon chatas. That does happen, but a yachid doesn't do it. And over here, a yachid did it, so that's strange. B'chol makom, the third thing, ein carbon yachid doches Shabbos. Carbon yachid isn't doches Shabbos. The carbon tamid The Korban Musaf, those are brought on Shabbos. And, you know, the Musafin are brought on Yom Tov. Those are Docha Shabbos because those are communal offerings, but the Korban Yachid does not. So, and Vakan, Korban Yachid, Docha Shabbos. And over here, the Korban Yachid of the tribe of Ephraim was Docha Shabbos. Of the Nasi of the tribe of Ephraim brought, was Docha Shabbos. Nevertheless, Hashem accepted them. Holamanu kama Korban Nisim Chaviv of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Midrash, we learn from here how beloved the korbanos were to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and that's the end of the Midrash. So the question is, you know, I guess the Midrash answers the question, but the question is, why does Hashem accept them then? If there are things that are done in Lo Kahogan, why would Hashem accept them? The Midrash seems to say because it's Chaviv before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, what do these three things have to do with this pasuk, talking about I have come to my garden, my sister bride, my sister, and I taking out more and besamim, and I'm eating honey. Like, what does it have to do with what we're talking about here? You know, there's some connections, you could say, with the mor and the besamim, that corresponds to the ketores, and perhaps the third thing, the yayin, corresponds to the Shabbos, being docha Shabbos, and somehow the devash connects to the chatas or the chait, that was not brought. Maybe you can make connections, draw some connections between the three phrases, the three clauses in the pasuk and shir shirim, and the three things that the Nesiim did wrong, but it doesn't really seem to be clear why that would clarify anything. Now, I want to suggest that we can actually, there's a parallel midrash in Midrash Tanchuma, this is Parshas Naso in Parsha Chaf, and I think it's this might be able to help us a little bit. It's a little bit more detail. So this is also close to the end of this comment in Naso Chaf in Midrash Tanchuma. I'm going to take over from where it starts to get a little bit of a chiddush. So it says the carbon shel nasi shevet Ephraim docha as Shabbos. The carbon of the nasi of shevet Ephraim was docha Shabbos. Now, b'yom hashvi nasi livnei Ephraim, on the seventh day, the nasi of the bnei Ephraim of bnei Ephraim came, and that's shvi'i. So the assumption is that's Shabbos. And then, but here's where it gets more. So the pasuk, then the midrash continues. Ichlu reim. This is continuing the pasuk in Shir Shirim. Shisu v'shichru dodim. Eat reim, you know, friends. Shisu v'shichru dodim. Drink and become drunk, lovers. Elu. So the midrash continues. Elu Yisrael shenikru reim. This is a reference to Yisrael who are called Reim, who are called friends. Shenemar leman achai ve'rei adabrna shalom bach. That's a famous pasuk in Tehillim Kuchav Beis, pasuk Ches. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will speak. I will speak for peace for you. And then the midrash gets into davar acher, another pshat in Yavo Dodi Lagano. But this is this last part that the Midrash Tanchuma includes, that the Midrash Rabba does not, I think really helps us understand what's going on here. It helps us clarify why do things change for these Nesiim. Now, one pshat we could say, tying this in with the last line of the Midrash Rabba that we quoted, which is that this pasuk is in the context of a loving relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, right? The Dodi, the Ahosi, Kala, there's this love of these Dodim, and even though there are things that were done inappropriately, but as the pasuk ends off, right, it ends off with this Ichlu Reim, eat, beloved, friends, Shesu v'shichru Dodim, drink and become drunk, lovers, almost as if to say that Hashem is overlooking the sins of these Nesiim because of his love for Klal Yisrael. He loves us so much that it's almost, shisu v'shichru dodim. Lovers drink and become drunk, that there's like a drunkenness that's like a love that's blinding the ability of Hashem Kaviyachol to see the sin. And he forgives them. So that's why this midrash in particular is being used. A midrash in Shir Shirim about Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael helps us realize that this is what you know, what allowed Hashem to, or what caused Hashem to accept their karbanos, and that's, and teaches us indeed, as the Midrash Rabbah says, "Holamanu kama korban nesiim chaviv of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu." We see how beloved it is to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But perhaps we can actually suggest something further that really explains more why they were accepted. The common denominator of what was wrong with all three of these sins, all three of these things, the three things that were lo kahogan, the common denominator was that, or meaning the one factor that could have fixed everything is if they would have been carbon and seabor. That it's specifically that we see over here, there's a katoras being offered, there's a chatas with no specified chait, it's being docha Shabbos, and we don't have such a thing by a carbon yachid, we only have such a thing by a carbon seabor. So that's what's off over here. And if we could just fix that little problem, everything would be good. So perhaps we actually can fix that problem in a sense. Perhaps we can suggest that, you know, it may look like a karban yachid, but maybe it has actually karban tzibur qualities. Maybe it's not really such a karban yachid. It's not that, you know, yes, an individual brought it, but he wasn't just, and it wasn't just Stam an individual. It was only 12 people. It wasn't, you know, thousands of people bringing karbanos at this point. It was 12 individuals who were representing an entire shevet. So it was a little bit more like a karban tzibur. And that's why it violates normal karban yachid protocol, because they're not truly karbanos of yechidim. Karbanos of a tzibur represented by yechidim. And I think a support for this point is that we see in Bamidbar Rabbah and Tesvav Yud that it says in Barloschas that Chazal Salas Aaron felt left out because he didn't bring a carbon, one of the carbons in the Siyim. But the Midrash over there, again, in Tesvav Yud in Bamidbar Rabbah says that not only does Aaron feel left out due to these carbonos, but all of Shevet Levi as well. So hold on. If it's just based on the nasi, each nasi individually that brought him, and not the entire shevet, then only Aaron should feel bad, but the rest of the shevet shouldn't feel bad. Why does all of Levi feel bad? Because they feel like they weren't represented by Aaron, which implies that the entire shevet was represented by the nasi. So it's not just a karban yachid. It's a little bit like a karban atzibur. It's like a hybrid, a little bit, and perhaps we can see this when from the way the Midrash Tanhuma ends off, which is that it's not just that we're Reim, because what does the Midrash Tanhuma say? It doesn't say that we are Hashem's Reim and He loves us so much. It says, Ichlu Reim, eat Reim, Elu Yisrael shenikru Reim, Yisrael are called Reim, Laman achai ve'rei'ai, for my brothers and friends. Perhaps it's saying that Klal Yisrael themselves are friends. That each shevet, at the very least each shevet, was united. And if each shevet was united, then they can be, jointly represented by the nasi. And if they weren't reim, if Klal Yisrael weren't reim with each other, then each shevet could not be united enough to be represented by nasi. And then the nasi's korban may have not been a korban atzibur. But since they were Reim, Hashem says they're Reim, he's not saying necessarily that they're my friends. He's like, they're my group of friends, that they're friends with each other. And not just that they're friends with each other, not just in these, you know, lateral relationships, but even from top down, that the Nasi was united with his Shevet. It's not just that the non-Nasim were friends with each other, but each Nasi was united with his tribe, and because of that, there was such a unity that he fully represented his tribe, that his Karban was not Karban Yachid, but it was a little bit like a Karban Sibor. And it's specifically that allows Hashem to forgive us. So even though, yes, these are things that are not normally done by a Karban Yachid, but Hashem accepted them anyway, so it's kind of lo kahogan, but Hashem accepted it anyway because they're Reim. It looks like a Karban Sibur. It seems like a Karban Sibur in so many ways that Hashem is willing to overlook it. We might even be able to suggest that these are actually two different answers, that the Midrash Rabbah and the Midrash Tanhuma, even though they say almost the exact same words, and there's a few differences at the end, but actually gives two different pshatim, that the Midrash Rabbah that ends with the comment about, you know, we see how chaviv, how beloved the Nesiim are to Hashem, indicates one answer, and over here the mention of the Reim indicates a different answer, that, you know, one pshat in why Hashem accepted it is just because He loves us so much, He's willing to overlook our sins. And another pshat is that He loves us, that not that it's not just based on his love for us, but it's our love for each other makes us united. So their carbon yachid actually was a carbon sibor, and that's why he overlooked it. So it could be two different pshatim. You could also combine them and say, yes, it's not, they, you know, they were united. So it was a little bit like a carbon sibor, but it wasn't exactly a carbon sibor, but because Hashem's love, he was able to overlook it, and his love for the Nesiim, and especially for them being united with the Shevet. So this is an explanation of this midrash, explains why we're using a pasuk in Shir Shirim, and the two major takeaways are just we should appreciate Hashem's great love for us, and the importance of unity, and that you know, sometimes our sins are overlooked because of our unity, because we're in Klal Yisrael. It makes us beloved by Hashem, and He is willing to look and see the best in us, so we should be able to join together, ki yish echad b'lev echad, and be able to connect to Hashem. Beautiful Shabbos.